Hola, it's Danny P. Warner. And you know what? It is the final episode of the season. It is actually, it's the final episode of season 3. Can you believe Those 80s Gays with Danny P. Warner has wrapped, or is about to wrap, 3 fucking seasons? I couldn't believe it. I know, where has the time gone? But, you know, we've been running this podcast for over a year now, and it's been really successful, and I've probably been a little bit slack with getting my fortnightly episodes out there, but, you know, I've got a life as well. What's been happening? Well, since I spoke to you last, I was talking about, you know, looking for property and all those other exciting things. I'm still looking for property down in Bangalore. I'm still doing my trips down to Bangalore almost every other weekend. I'm still looking, guys. Like, I'm going to become a farmer eventually. I need a tree change. But I've had second thoughts lately. Well, not second thoughts, but I've had thoughts lately about buying something smaller around the Bangalore area that I could probably balance with having a residence in Brisbane at the same time. So I have a bit of a weekender, a bit of a long-term goal. Bangalore is where I want to end up. So ultimately that's what I want to do. So I don't know, this could be turning into a long-term plan, maybe something small to grow with, but I'll keep you in the loop. I might even have some news for you on the Bangalore situation by the time season 4 of Those 80s Gays returns. I've just literally finished watching The Real Housewives of New Jersey season 13 reunion part 3. I don't know whether you, like, I'm sure the audience that listens to my podcast is predominantly homosexuals, so I'm sure you'll watch The Real Housewives out there. Oh, I gotta tell you, I've never been a Melissa Gorga fan. I've never disliked Melissa Gorga, but I've never been a stan for her either. And I feel a little bit the same with Teresa. Teresa's always been good comic relief throughout the years. When she has those light, silly airhead moments, I really enjoy them. This reunion has fatigued me. I'm obviously a really big Housewives fan. I watch pretty much every inclination of the Housewives, except for like The Real Housewives of Johannesburg. I just couldn't get into it. It's just not my thing. But I just feel like, does anyone else out there feel like it's just getting a little bit stale? It's the same formula. I like the fact that they're breaking the fourth wall a lot more in the newer seasons. But it is becoming a bit stale. I really think after this season of New Jersey, I feel like, well, so according to many, you know, press releases, bloggers, all that kind of stuff, New Jersey is currently on pause. Beverly Hills went on pause for a brief moment from the catatonic fallout between Kathy Hilton and Kyle. Beverly Hills has now finished taping. Kathy Hilton has not returned for the season, which was a bit of a shame because I actually really liked Kathy. I mean, the whole ditzy thing was fake. Look, her daughter Paris did it brilliantly years ago, the fake idiot kind of mentality. Kathy was definitely faking it for the cameras, but she was entertaining. It was good. Lisa Rinna's gone from Beverly Hills, which I'm okay with because I was never a really big Lisa Rinna fan, but I feel like they need to put Jersey on hold for a moment. I really feel like I don't want to watch Teresa again. I know she's great TV, but I'm fatigued from her. Like, she's too much. She just takes no accountability for anything in her life, and it's frustrating to watch. Sometimes it's funny to watch people that don't take accountability, but we've watched Teresa take no accountability for 13 years. I think it's time. Exit stage left. Goodbye. And I actually want them to keep Melissa. I like Margaret. I like some of the newbies. Melissa can stay. Teresa can go. Oh, okay. So speaking of TV, I watched this show over the weekend called, it's on Binge, and it's called Based on a True Story. it got me hooked because I like anything with a serial killer in it. So any kind of like horror movie with a slasher, you know, I love those kind of movies. I don't get scared by them because I don't feel like they're realistic. But if it's, you know, if it's based on a true story, then I get a little bit scared of things. So this show on Binge is called Based on a True Story. Please go and do yourself a favor. It's only 8 episodes and each episode is like, you know, 25 to 30 minutes long. You can really munch down through them really quickly. I binge watched it in like a day. It's such a good show. It's the perfect blend of a little bit of a slasher, a little bit of a comedy, and a little bit, like, there's a lot of dark humor through it, and it's really, really enjoyable. So I give, yeah, Based on a True Story, 5 stars. Please go and watch it. Anyway, speaking of streaming services, so my mum has had Foxtel for like 100 years, right? But it's like old school Foxtel where it's not like the digital Foxtel or anything. It's literally like a box with like 100 channels on it. And she loves it. Like she lives by it. She records all her programs and, you know, she's such a fan. Anyway, so they're cutting off that kind of Foxtel. I think it might be like within the next month. So I said to her, that's fine. Let's get rid of your Foxtel. Meanwhile, Foxtel is like $100 and something a month. Isn't that crazy? Like when I said to her, we need to get you, my mom's old school. So she doesn't have like Wi-Fi. She doesn't have like, you know, NBN. She has an iPhone and like she uses her iPhone for pretty much everything. She's addicted to it, but she's old school when it comes to having like Wi-Fi in the house and stuff like that. So I said to her, okay, we're going to get you set up with Wi-Fi. We're going to get you an Apple TV. We're going to get your streaming services all hooked up. Going to get rid of that Foxtel and we're going to get you onto like my, you know, like she likes all the old things. So I said, you know, there's BritBox, there's Binge, I'll get you a Netflix account. So I had to go to my mum's house today because the NBN was being installed and mum was freaking out. She's like, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? I'm like, you don't do anything. Like the man comes and installs it for you. I'm sure in my mum's head, she was thinking, oh, you know, he's going to come over and I'm going to have to get on the roof with him and, you know, install cables through walls and, you know, jimmy open a power outlet and hook a modem up. I'm like, no, you don't do anything. You literally let the man into your house. It's fine. I'll be there. I'll be there. So I took my, you know, off I went, took my work stuff over so I could work from her house this morning. The man showed up, installed. It was like two minutes and he was gone. And then she has Wi-Fi. So I go, so teaching my mum how to use an Apple TV and streaming services was like teaching a toddler how to navigate a 747. It was, she rips out a notepad and she's like, I'm just going to write everything down. And I'm like, what do you mean you're going to write everything down? There's too much to write down. Like an Apple TV remote control is so tiny anyway. Like I said to her, just play with it. You can't break it. You can't fuck it up. And what's the worst that's going to happen? You're going to call me and say, for whatever reason, it's not working. I'll walk you through it on the phone or I'll come over and I'll fix it. I'll be there in 20 minutes. Like my culpa. Anyway, so like I'm teaching her. An hour later, she's like navigating it like a pro. She's got a BritBox open. She's got 9 Now open. She's flicking between apps on the Apple TV. She couldn't give a shit that I was there anymore. In fact, this is all by lunchtime. And she looks at me and she's like, what time are you going home? And I'm like, what do you mean? And she's like, I've got things to watch. So she's been like writing down a list for like the last few months of things that she wants to watch on all these streaming services. I'm not going to see my mother for the next probably 10 months. Like she's just going to be in a binge fest on all these streaming platforms. So yeah, good on you, Barb. You're welcome to 2023. You're up with the technology. You've got yourself an iPhone. You've got your streaming services. You've got your Wi-Fi. Like it's, yeah. So, and you know what? It makes it so much easier because when I go to her house now, like I don't have to watch what's on Foxtel. I can just go and stream some stuff and like, you know, go to a different room and stream on a TV and just do my own thing. What have I got coming up over the next few weeks? I've got to so full on at work still at the moment. Like, work is just crazy, crazy, crazy. I'm heading to Bangalore this weekend. Obviously, because that's like almost my second home without actually having a home down there. Next weekend, I'll be having a long weekend because I'm going to Stanthorpe, my other favourite place to visit. I haven't seen my friends up in Stanthorpe for a while now, so it'll be nice to get up there. But yeah, so other than that, that's pretty much everything that's happening at the moment. I did have my... Okay, let's be really... I'm going to break it down and be really, really honest with everyone. I had a bit of a come to Jesus moment probably 2 or 3 weeks ago. I found that I was getting really frustrated all the time. Like, any little thing would really frustrate me. And I found it was coming out in really odd places. Like, something small would happen and I'd get frustrated about it. And for a moment, I was really doubting whether I was enjoying, you know, my job and things like that. And I spoke to my girlfriend and she said, you know, how's work going? And I'd been venting about issues to her leading up to this conversation. And she's like, how's work going? And I said, you know what? It was the first time ever I kind of sat back one day at work and went, the problem is me. Like, there's unresolved things from, you know, the last probably 12 to 18 months that I really haven't worked through. And a lot of things, like, I mean, I've had a really, really big 12 months. I changed my job. I changed my home. I had a significant relationship breakdown. I had a change of relationships with a group of friends. I got the dogs. Then we had health issues with them. And I think because I was in the new house, I also sold a house as well, but being in the new house kept me really distracted for a moment. But I hadn't addressed any of those issues or massive changes that I'd been through. My life really went from... I felt like my life went from living in the fast lane to a complete stop overnight. And then I kind of diverted into living in a different fast lane. So initially when I started this podcast, you know, I was out very regularly on the scene. You know, I would be out a couple of nights a week, and then Friday nights we would always be out. Saturday night we'd be out. Sunday would be like a brunch or a lunch somewhere. And that was normal for me for quite a long time. Like, living at that pace was normal, and I enjoyed it, but it was fatiguing at the same time. And it stopped. It literally stopped almost overnight. So that was a massive change. Then I bought the dogs. I rescued those dogs from a breeder. Then I moved. And in all this happening, I had a very acrimonious relationship breakdown with someone that I really thought, and I'm going to get really, really honest here, I really thought that even though we had issues in the relationship, and they were quite significant issues, I really thought we were going to work through them and come out the other side, and that was going to be my forever person. And it all changed very quickly. So not a single facet of my life was untouched. Friends, relationship, home, job, dogs, everything changed. So I went from leading this really fast-paced, really active and busy lifestyle to an extremely quiet, almost lonely life overnight. And then because I had the distraction of, you know, I was moving, I then had the dogs, ridding those toxic friendships out of my life allowed me to divert energy to the positive relationships that I have in my life with other friends that I really had neglected for quite a long time because I'd been so preoccupied with those, with that specific group of friends that I was spending a lot of time with. So I was kind of finding a bit of a new me. And while I was doing all this, because you constantly go, like I'm also in a new role, in a new job, so I'm learning that on the go. I've been there just on 12 months now. So you're constantly distracted. And, you know, I've been moving into the new house. I'm distracted because I've got things to do with the new place. Like I've only really just finished decorating the place. I was pretty sorted, but, you know, the last room, which is the study, which is the room that I'm sitting in right at the moment, was the last room I kind of had to finish. I had gardening to do. I had yard work, you know, things like that. So I constantly had a distraction and I kind of finally got to sit down and go, I'm not distracted at the moment. And I never actually addressed any of those significant changes that I've been through over the last 12 or 18 months. So the issue isn't work. The issue isn't my job. The issue isn't anyone in my life at the moment. The issue is me. I haven't addressed what's been happening. So I finally did some Google research and I have found and booked my appointment with a psychologist. And I've got my first appointment on Monday coming up with a psychologist, with a person that I need to work through these issues with. You know, I just want to sit down with someone and I want to really go through how all these events have made me feel over the last 12 and 18 months that I haven't released, that I haven't let out, that I haven't addressed, that I've kept really bottled up inside, but they pop out every now and then. You can only keep your lid on so many bottles at any given time. And occasionally something pops out and you go, woof, where did that come from? So I feel really good. I feel really good looking forward to the fact that I've got a plan in place. You know, I don't have major psychological problems or anything like that. I just need to work through some stuff. I had a pretty, the relationship breakdown that I had within the last, you know, year or so was pretty hard on me. There was a lot that went down in that relationship. There was a fair amount of coercive control in that relationship. It did lead on to, you know, bigger things than that as well. It was a mind fuck. It was such a mind fuck, that relationship. And I kind of just kept running with it because after that relationship, I broke away from a group of friends that I had for quite a long time. So, you know, I had to keep running with that. And I've just never addressed any of this stuff. So can I implore anyone out there that's listening to this? You can't bottle it up. I've been bottling it up for a while now and the lid's popping off. So please don't bottle it up. And sometimes, you know, like I have really good friends. I've got amazing groups of friends in my life now that are pure, pure people. I've got really, really good people in my life. But I don't think it matters. It's always good to have a friend to talk to. But I really think if you're experiencing these kind of things, you really need to talk to someone professional because as much as it is good to, you know, release and talk to your friends about things like this, I really think, like I have talked to my friends about this kind of stuff and I still need some professional help just to get me across the line. You know, I just want to debrief with someone, figure out some coping mechanisms, address the issues and move on. I'm not talking like I need to be in a straitjacket or anything. I need professional help to work through some things. So if you're experiencing anything, I really, really go see your GP, get a mental health plan. It's nothing to be ashamed of. Go and talk to someone, get some help. There's plenty of help out there. You know, most of us have EAP programs through our employers and things like that. just talk to someone outside of your comfort zone. It's always nicer to download on someone outside of your comfort zone anyway, because I never want to burden my friends with my problems or my issues. I shouldn't say problems because that's a negative connotation on them. I don't want to burden anyone in my life with my hot topic items. You know, like I need just to talk it out with someone else. So Monday, I'm going to my first appointment and I'm very excited because I kind of want to come around, very, you know, liberated. I want to walk out of that first appointment like I've taken a massive shit. And you know what that's like, you know, can be not the greatest while it's happening, and it's certainly not that pleasant or pretty, but once you've done it, it's such a relief. So you know what, everyone out there needs to just go and take a massive shit sometimes. It definitely helps you. So yeah, that's where everything's happening at the moment. And I'm quite glad that this is the time that this is happening, because, you know, this podcast is now ending for its third season. I'm going to take a little bit of a break. I need to work on myself. I need to get my head together and I need to come back refreshed for season 4. So yeah, I'm going to talking about improving yourself. So the last episode, the big O, we spoke lots about Ozempic. I am still doing the Ozempic. I actually injected myself for the first time last week. Normally my girlfriend always does it for me every week. Love it a bit. But I did it myself last Wednesday night and it was the grossest thing I've ever done. Like putting a needle in your stomach and inject. It wasn't so much putting the needle into me. It was the actual pushing the fluid in. I was like, oh, this is so gross. So once I stuck the needle in and basically started pressing down on the syringe, I just had to look away. I was like, oh, yuck, 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 yuck. I weighed myself on Monday. It's been like, what, just over 2 months since I've been doing Ozempic. And I don't normally weigh myself. I find weighing myself really triggering, which I spoke about last time. I don't like weighing myself. I just like going by how my clothes fit. You know, like I like to feel how much looser my clothes are, or not tied around certain areas. So I finally weighed myself and I've lost 12 kilos in just over 2 months. So I'm super happy with that. I've got a wedding coming up in August that I really want to be 20 kilos lighter by the wedding. So I'm only 8 kilos off, and you know, I'm onto a higher dosage now of Ozempic. So I'm really hoping in the next 8 weeks I can shed another 8 kilos, and that's manageable. I have started upping my exercise because for the first 2 and a bit months I've basically done nothing. On the Ozempic, I've just been injecting and not eating. So now I'm not doing anything too strenuous because I do get tired really quickly on the Ozempic. So I'm just walking every day. So like I do loops of my local block here, which is like a 2K loop. And, you know, I might go do 4 loops. So that's 8Ks walking. I'll take the dogs for a walk on part of the loop, drop them home, continue on walking on my own. I love it. It's good. Do you know what? If you've got body issues like I do and you want to do something about it and nothing's working, go and get fucking Ozempic or Manjara or one of the injections out there. If you talk to your GP about it, go and do it. There's nothing wrong with it. There's no stigma about it. I think in the next probably 5 years, like, do you remember years ago when everyone that had Botox had to hide it? It was like taboo to talk about having Botox. Now having Botox is like just putting on a moisturizer. Everyone does it. Everyone does it. And I'm actually overdue for it. I've got a bit too much facial movement at the moment. So I need to make a note to myself to go book into Dr. Scott to get my Botox filled up. That's a side note though. But you know what? Ozempic's going to become just like Botox. In the next 5 years, it's just going to be like taking a vitamin supplement, jabbing yourself in, you know, the butt or the leg or the abdomen once a week. There is something out there. I think it might be Manjaro. I don't know, but it's like a daily injection. And I do not know how people do that. I can inject once a week, but I cannot do a daily injection. Like, and I'm so time poor as well. I'd friggin' forget. And then like 5 days down the track, I'd be like, oh, I've got 5 injections I've forgotten. I'll just quickly do 5 now. And I'd probably, you know, give myself a heart attack by doing something like that. Anyway, I digress. The Ozempic's working. Everything's good. Everything's going to be so much better. Season 3, really enjoyed it. It's been really good. I've enjoyed the whole thing. If you've been listening from the start, thank you so much, because this has really just been a hobby of mine. It never meant to grow legs the way it did. I think we rated those 80s gays, season 3, episode 1 was one of the highest rated episodes, which was amazing. And it rated something like number 3 on the personal journals charts on iTunes. So kudos. This is just me sitting here for half an hour every so often telling you all about my super exciting life. So thanks for listening. I'm going to wrap season 3 up now. It's been amazing. It's been fun. If for whatever reason I don't come back for season 4, the journey has been fantastic. I will be back for season 4 though. I got lots more to talk about. So in the meantime, please, if you're struggling, go and seek help. If you're fat, get some Ozempic. And you know what? If you're happy, just fucking run with it. Who cares? Just you do you, boo. It's been lovely. Season 3 is over. I'm out of here. I'm Danny P. Warner, and you have been listening to Those 80s Gays, and thank you for coming on this journey with me. Bye.
So long, farewell, I'll be just saying goodnight.
I hate to go and leave this pretty sight.